I'm sitting in a rental car, pretty much across from City Hall, San Francisco, next to the expensive $12 or $15 a day cash parking payments for Super Bowl time in San Francisco. It's hard to know what's become of San Francisco with a Super Bowl in it. It's so small, San Francisco. The Super Bowl takes almost the whole city. But in the basement of the library right next to us, there's a memorial for Justin Chin, and I went. I didn't get to really know Justin Chin, and we didn't perform together, but I performed with a lot of other people who were there, and he was kind of famous to me, and I guess we were here at the same time, and I wanted to be there for the people who we're all close with him. So many other friends and poets were there. Beth Lissick and Bucky Sinister and Kurt Greed and Tara Towers, who's now writing about the Super Bowl, which is just so perfect. Tara Towers doing sports coverage. It's really making my week, if somebody listens to this, please go check it out. It's amazing how much your sense of your life is the people who have the same memories, who were there. In each of those moments, it seemed, I didn't think I was cool enough to be in any group or included or any of that stuff. And only at these moments now at this age when people go, do I realize I absolutely was and am. Every time I'm at a moment of loss or memory of loss like this, I just think, get it down. Just write down the thing that feels mundane and not that big a deal that you're living right now, because that's what work is. Everybody read from Justin Chin's work, and it's so, so good. A lot of it from that poetry slam time. Beth said he was the first queer poetry slam poet at a time that was hard to fathom. The world's definitely changed since then. And what an incredibly good poet. Wow. Bucky wrote something new. Said he hadn't written in 4 years, a poem in 4 years. He just stand up now, and I see him at stand up. But or when we watch the Golden Globes in his projection room. That's his whole apartment. It's a projection screen. It's an amazing. And he cried, and he read his new poem about his secrets. It was great. I hope he posts it. And there's something so beautiful about seeing people you care about moved. God, I hope we can be not faux moved in front of each other. I miss that time, and I don't think I ever thought for one second in the middle of any of it that I would miss it. But, and I said to Lenny, that's part of that group of people. It's a lot of who showed me to myself who I am and let me be a whole person. And so I'm really grateful to the world Justin Chin helped make, and Lenny Breedlove and everybody else that was in there. And the queer poets and people who did stuff that I was afraid to do, as edgy as what they did, but that totally inspired me. Helped me feel less like a bunch of little categories all separated out or between them. More just like someone who paid attention. I texted my friend Liz Belil, who was a poet. Still is a poet. I thought maybe she knew him. She knew a lot of people there. And she said, we gotta do tributes to each other now. Not wait for memorials. And I think that's a fine idea. Let the boomers have the last memorials.